It's the Lojo Morning Show, and we're still on the topic of the morning about vaping in our youth. And what better way to talk about youth than students in school, Lori? And you kind of know the guy on the line a little well.
Just a little bit. Okay, so I will introduce to you the superintendent of Townsville County Schools. And yes, he just happens to be my husband. We are legally bound together. And this is Dr. Chris Stacy. So, Dr. Stacy, I'm so glad you can join us this morning, and we can talk about this a little bit and about how maybe vaping has affected Townsville County Schools or your experience with that.
Thank you, first of all, for having me on this morning. It is an issue in our schools. We have seen a reduction in actual tobacco, but an increase in the electronic cigarettes, which would include the Juuls and the vaping.
You know, for a fact, our daughter has talked about, you know, kids, maybe a Juul accidentally fallen out of her pocket. But the president recently issued, you know, a proposed ban on tobacco, or not on tobacco, I'm sorry, on vaping, the flavored vaping particularly, because he feels that it is geared towards teenagers. Do you feel that, you know, this is a growing problem, and do you feel that teenagers need to be educated on the fact that this is not a healthy substitute to smoking?
Yes, I do. And to kind of follow up on what you said about the marketing, anytime we find some of these Juuls, lots of them are disguised as like thumb drives or flash drives. So it looks innocuous to the present eye, but it's actually a vape. We are trying to encourage our kids to learn more about it in our health and PE classes on the dangers. And like I said, these are relatively new, so more and more studies are coming out that are proving how harmful they can be. It's one of the struggles we're facing, and kids, you know, unfortunately are trying to use them about anywhere from the bathrooms to the hallways to actually the classroom.
Well, when you do run across a student that is caught with one of these devices or using one, what's the Tazewell County's policy on it right now?
We have a very clear policy. First offense for tobacco or an e-cigarette or a vape or a Juul, 3 days out of school suspension on the first offense.
Okay.
A second offense would follow up with another 3-day suspension and actually notify the authorities.
So you're actually looking to involve the police department on the second offense?
Yes, ma'am. That's our policy.
You don't have to call me ma'am.
Schools. Yes, and most of our schools, all of our schools have a school resource officer. So on the second offense, the resource officer would be notified.
Well, this is just one of the things that we here on the Lojo Morning Show just kind of want to do. We want to, you know, educate parents as well as teenagers, because I know if we didn't have teenagers, you and I, that we might not know. And Joey, too, you would probably be in the dark. And of course, we just want to educate parents on what to look for, because, yes, as you said, it's innocuous.
It's rampant.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, and maybe I can get invited again.
All right, sounds
depends,
good.
It depends on how things go at home.
That's right.
There you go.
And by the way, tell everybody who we were talking to. Just kind of wrap it up, because I want you to say it again.
That he's my husband.
Yeah, but his name, who
Dr.
is he?
Dr. Chris Stacy, superintendent of Tazewell County Schools.
It sounds so formal. Doctor.
I'm his biggest fan.
Did he change his first name to Doctor? I'm joking. Thanks for joining us on the Lojo Morning Show, and best of luck in everything going on down in the school system. Okay, Chris?
Joey, I appreciate it.